This is Bird Note. Picture yourself holding a big blue Steller's jay. Volunteer Mark Purcell did just that while learning to net and band birds with the Puget Sound Bird Observatory. Here's Mark.
It's thrilling to see a bird that close and to feel the heat. You have complete control over this bird, and that's a unique relationship. But also, you want to protect it. It's fun to hold birds, but if there wasn't a larger purpose with the data, I wouldn't be doing this, right?
It takes days to learn how to handle a bird properly and years of practice to read its feathers and its body. You become a detective. Biologist Suzanne Tomasi knows. She's conducting the training today.
So let's just take a look at the feathers and see if we can age this bird. We have a first clue right there.
The group is learning protocols for netting and banding established by the MAPS program. MAPS stands for Monitoring Avian Productivity and Survivorship. The information banders generate by banding and recapturing the birds goes into a central U.S. database at the USGS Bird Banding Lab.
There are partnerships that involve the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service or banding stations on federal land, and they depend upon these data to look at conservation trends and use that to feed into their conservation management strategies. We want to keep common birds common.
See photos of the training at our website, birdnote.org.